Hi there, this is Ethan with the Depot Rivera Helpline. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Chicago officer.
Okay, perfect. I will go ahead and take it from here.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. Shakara, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey there, Shakara.
Well, yeah, I can hear you.
No worries. So my name's Ethan. We are on a recorded line. How are you at the moment?
I'm okay.
Glad to hear that. Now, Shakara, I'll be your intake specialist for this lawsuit. I'll be helping you get signed up. Just to let you know, some of these questions I'll ask you may sound familiar or you might have already been asked, but it does need to be restated for the recorded line. In any case, I'll only be about 10 minutes of your time. So do you already have an attorney that's helping you file the claim for this?
No, I don't.
Okay. Can you confirm to me then, Shakara, under penalty, that you haven't signed any documents, you haven't sought legal representation, you haven't returned any packets of information for any other attorneys for this lawsuit? Is that correct?
Correct. No, I haven't. Correct.
Okay. Gotcha. Shakara, I assume you would be filing this claim for yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I have.
Gotcha. Really sorry to hear you had to deal with that. How are you doing now?
I have a headache right now. It just comes every so frequently.
I see, yeah. Gotcha. And was it a meningioma of the brain or the spine?
My skull.
Okay. What was your date of diagnosis?
I think it was 2001.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't remember the exact date, do you?
I don't remember the date.
Yeah.
I just know the year.
December. Yeah. If you don't know the exact date, that's okay. Don't worry about it. I wouldn't expect you to know. What was your method of diagnosis? Did you have a CT scan? Was it an MRI or was it both?
It was both. They gave me a CAT scan.
Gotcha. Okay. And then, Shakara, what is your birthday?
My birthday, 07-14-1977.
Okay. You said, so just to confirm, you said July 14th, 1977.
Yes, correct.
Okay. In addition, Shakara, do you happen to know anyone else, any friends or family that was also injured by Depo-Provera that might need some help? If not, that's okay. Don't worry.
No.
Okay.
Know.
Yeah. Don't worry about that. Was it the name brand labeled called Depo-Provera that you were taking?
Yes, it was Depo-Provera. Get it?
Okay.
I was getting it four times a year, so I think it was every 3 months I have to go. Yeah.
Okay, so it wasn't Depo Sub Q Provera or generic medroxy progesterone. It was just Depo Provera.
Yeah, it was an infection.
Okay, gotcha. And did you use? Yeah. And did you use it for at least 1 year?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and I think you just did mention this, but can you also confirm that in 1 year you also had at least 4 injections?
Yes. Because it was like every 3 months they told me to come? Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Okay. And were you using it after January 1st, 1992 as well?
Yes, I have said that's when they first started. They was giving it to me when I had gave birth.
Okay. And when was
that? I started getting complications. So I stopped using it at 2006.
Okay. So do you remember the month and the year that you started using Depo-Provera?
September 2001.
Okay, September of 2001. And then...
Yeah, I don't know the date.
Okay. Now, Kent, remind me again. So you started using Depo-Provera in 2001, correct? Of September?
Yes.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed with meningioma?
When they diagnosed me, that was in 07, January. It was a year later after I stopped using it.
So your diagnosis came a year after you stopped using Depo-Provera?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and that was in January of 2007?
17, I remember. I was very ill, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. So then you stopped using Depo-Provera in 2006, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Gotcha. And what month in 2006 was that? Do you remember?
December.
Okay. Okay, so just to confirm one more time, I'll just re-verify these dates. So you started using Depo-Provera in September 2001. You stopped using it in December 2006, and then after that, you were diagnosed with meningioma in January 2007.
Yes, January 17th.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. And Shakara, can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And then the other agent did send me your first and last name. I have that down here as Shakara, S-H-A-K-A-R-A. And then last name, Washington, W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Do you also have a middle name?
My middle name? Yes, Sabrina.
You said Sabrina?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to get out of the street.
No worries.
Ooh.
And then, so I would assume that's spelled S-A-B-R-I-N-A.
S-A-B-R-I-N-A, correct, Sabrina.
Okay. Do you also have a suffix? For example, are you a junior or senior?
No.
And your social?
109. 60-23-38.
Okay, I just want to confirm I heard you correctly. So that's 109-60-2338.
Correct.
Okay.
109-60-2338.
Okay, gotcha. And I have your email down here as Shakara Washington, spelled same as your first and last name, 745@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, and your phone number is 631-303-4096.
Correct.
Okay, and am I calling you on a smartphone, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Shakara, what's your primary address?
2815 July Avenue, Bronx, New York, 10465.
Okay, July. So 2815.
2815.
Yeah,
July.
Okay.
July, S-C-H-L-E-Y, July Avenue.
Okay, and you said that's in the Bronx, and the zip code is 10465.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And then is there an apartment or unit number?
Floor 7, apartment C as a cat.
You said apartment C.
Seventh apartment C as in cat.
Seventh apartment C?
Apartment 7C, floor 7, door C, 7C.
Okay. 7C.
Correct.
Okay. I'll just read that to you one more time. So that's 2815 Shalai Avenue. That's apartment 7C, and that's in the Bronx, New York, 10465.
Yes.
Okay. And then what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with meningioma?
Dr. Arthur Williams?
You said Arthur Williams?
Arthur Williams.
Okay, and what hospital was this at?
Lincoln.
Spell that for me, please.
L-I-N-C-O-L-N, Lincoln Hospital.
Okay, and that was also in the Bronx?
Yes.
Okay, that's the one on East 149th Street?
9th Street, yes, 264 149th Street, 234 149th Street.
Okay, gotcha. I found it, yeah. 234 East 149th Street, okay. And you said Lincoln Hospital. Okay, perfect. Yeah, I found their information. Thanks for confirming. In addition, before your meningioma diagnosis, did you have any other cancer diagnosis as well?
No, never. No.
Okay. And what doctor treated you for meningioma? Was it the same doctor?
Yes.
Okay. So I would assume the same hospital as well?
It is. Everything was done there. Yes.
Okay. And
I
then
could see an oncologist and everybody.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay. My next question, this is in regards to your Depo-Provera. Which doctor was prescribing you Depo-Provera?
One second. Oh, what doctor was prescribing me? The lady that, what's her name? Nicole, my gynecologist.
Okay, and what was her name?
Nicole Estelle. I think that's her name, yeah.
Okay. Spell her last name for me, please.
A-S-T-I-L-L. Estelle. She was my gynecologist. Nicole Estelle.
Okay, gotcha. Nicole, yeah. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I found her. Was it also at Lincoln Hospital or was it somewhere else?
No, it was all done in Lincoln. Can you hold
okay.
on 1 second, sir? I'm just
no worries.
Just my child. I'm coming. 1 minute.
Take your time. Yeah.
Hello.
I'm still here.
Hello. Oh,
I'm
yeah,
here.
Sorry. I have
yeah,
to
no worries. No worries. If anything, that gave me some time to punch in the information, so you're totally fine there. Now, as far as the pharmacy that you would get Depo-Provera from, was that also Lincoln Hospital?
Yes, but they
okay.
give me the, they was giving me the injection. I didn't have to get no prescription or nothing. They
okay,
gave it to
gotcha.
Me there.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's
yeah, I was getting them from there.
Okay, yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. Now, lastly, all I need to do is I just need to ask you, do you have any copies of medical records that would show your diagnosis or your treatment, anything like that?
Yes, I can prove for that,
okay,
yes.
Gotcha. Most likely, you won't have to, as our attorney partners can pull it on your behalf, but if necessary, would you be able to provide them either by mail, electronically, or both?
Yes. Both, yeah.
Okay. Now, lastly, all I need to do is I just need to get an emergency contact from you. This is just someone we can reach out to on your behalf just in case anything happens to you and we can't call you for an extended period of time. Otherwise, we wouldn't have to. Do you have someone you want to use as an emergency contact?
No, I really don't want to, no.
Okay, got you. Don't have anyone at all?
Yeah, I do, my sister. Would you want to take that information? My oldest sister.
Yeah. What's her name?
Andrea Cabell.
You said Andrea. I would assume that's A-N-D-R-E-A.
A-N-D-R-E-A. Andrea.
Okay. And her last name?
Cabell. C-A-B-E-L-L.
Okay. And what's her phone number?
1 second, I'm giving you a note right now. I'm getting it. Oh. Jeez. 1 second. Okay, area code 703.
Okay.
258.
Okay.
4377. That's my big sister, my oldest sister.
Okay, gotcha. 43, okay. Older sister. And do you happen to know her email and her primary address? If not, that's okay.
I don't have it on hand, no, because she's living in Virginia, so no. I don't have it on hand, you know?
Gotcha, yeah. Don't worry about it. If not, that's not a problem. Now, lastly, all I'm going to do is I just need to read off a quick compliance checklist. This is just a list of things I can read to make sure that all the information we've discussed is correct. So I'll list off a few things, and if anything sounds incorrect, go ahead and interrupt me, okay? Okay. So we did, of course, confirm that you do not have an attorney already. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for anyone in regards to this lawsuit. You were diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera for at least a year. You did use, okay. You did use it for at least a year, and also during that year, you also got 4 shots or more.
Yes.
You were using the name brand. It was labeled called Depo-Provera.
Yes.
Okay, and then you also received these injections after January 1st, 1992.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. That all looks good to me then. What I'll do is I'll start drafting up some retaining documents for you to sign and return digitally. I'm going to make up these drafts first so that way I can check your personal information, make sure I didn't make any mistakes. For example, I want to make sure I didn't type your information wrong or spell something wrong. Then once I've confirmed that's correct, I'll send it over to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I've got you here. I found your name. Okay, so you are Shakara Washington. Middle name Sabrina, S-A-B-R-I-N-A.
Correct.
Okay, let me zoom in on this. It's really small on my end. Okay, so your address is 2815 Chalet Avenue. That's in the Bronx, New York. And then your apartment number, just want to confirm one more time, it was 7C, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Apartment 7C, C as in cat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, let's see, you were born on July 14th, 1977, and your social is 10960-2338.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Now then, in that case, Shakara, what I'll do is I'm going to click send on my end, and you should be receiving a text message momentarily. It'll contain a DocuSign link for you to digitally sign and return these documents.
Okay.
So should be coming through in just a few moments. Let me know when you receive that.
Okay, your name is Ethan Mugayan?
Yes.
Mugayan?
Yes.
Okay, that's me. Yeah, I see it coming up. I'm just trying to, I have to run in the restroom real quick, use the back.
Yeah, no worries. Take your time. Let me know when you're ready, okay?
Okay. 1 minute. Oh, wait. 1 second. Oh, hold on. Are you there? Hold on.
I'm here.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah. No worries. Take your time. I'm not in a rush.
Yeah, I'm in a rush.
Well,
my head's banging. Okay. Okay.
No worries. You take your time, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Shakara, I'm just going to let you know, it's pretty easy. It should tell you exactly where you need to sign. Just be careful and pay attention, because for some fields, it'll ask you only for initials. Other fields, it'll ask you for a full signature. So just make sure you pay attention to that. Okay. And yeah, and if you need any help, just let me know. I'll be here with you on the line.
Okay, no problem. Okay, I'm in it now. I'm in it right now.
Okay.
You said you sent me a text message? Oh, a text message.
Yeah,
okay.
It should be. You should have
now,
received it on your
to
text
open
message.
It, right?
Yes, go ahead.
Huh?
Yeah, go ahead and open the link on the text message.
Okay, it says send message for Matt. Yes, right? Yes.
Yes.
Okay, hold on, I'm opening it up. What's going on? Okay, continue.
Yes.
Allow. Let me see the envelope we sent. Continue. Okay, please review action on these documents.
Yes, correct.
Continue. Select the start to begin. Right. Okay. Where is that here? Okay, at the bottom, right?
Yeah, and everything you need to sign or initial should be highlighted in yellow.
Okay, everything in yellow, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and okay, I'm gonna sign right now one. Okay, now it's one signature.
Hi.
Hi.
This is
you can't sit here?
Right.
Okay, sorry about that. No problem. Yeah, I've seen it, but I didn't think it was going to kill a chair.
They have a gift for you.
Huh?
I'm here.
I hope this ain't another issue. Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. Oh, this your area?
Black people, what's going on?
Okay, I'm signing again. I'm just trying to see what's going on.
Okay, yeah. And then just make sure you're paying attention to where it asks you for either initial or signature.
Right. But
yeah.
Look, how many signatures I got to... Okay, this one says client signature. Sign again twice?
Yes.
As it says, or just one?
There should be a
sign
few different
twice?
Parts. Yeah, there should be multiple.
Well, the first one I signed got two signatures, so should I sign? No, I think that's clear.
Yeah, I think there should be like three or four different ones.
Okay, I'm up to the hippie.
All right. I have a 2021
for me. You ready for Christmas?
No, I just want to wake up. You know how
that
goes.
Yeah, I
know. I just
want to wake up. I like that answer.
Right, I just want to wake up. Okay, initials. I'm doing initials now, sir. I love her initials. Okay. Okay, another signature. All right, I'm going to sign. There you go. Sign.
Yeah. Is this a girl's birthday? I'm going to call right.
Okay, it looks like I did with all the yellow you told me. So now I'm going to press on finish, okay, sir?
Okay, yeah. Go ahead and click finish.
Finish. Now, did everything go through?
I just received it. Let me check to make sure it gets processed correctly.
Now
give me just a moment.
Continue signing. It's telling me to continue. Well, you're done signing. Continue?
Yeah, continue.
Huh?
Yeah. Continue.
But it went to start sending and signing today.
Oh, okay. No, you're finished, actually. You're finished. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm done. Right.
Yeah.
That's what I said. It said it's done, right?
Yeah, so you're done. Okay, I'm just checking them to make sure it gets processed correctly. So give me just a moment here.
Okay.
Okay, I see your signature and I see your initials. Okay, that looks good to me. So thank you so much for your time then, Shakara. That's actually all I need from you today. I'm just going to let you know from here on out, you should be expecting a call from our attorney partners sometime within the next several days or so, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
And they're just going to be calling to re-verify your personal information. It's very important you answer that call because then and only then can they actually start working on your case, okay?
Okay.
So yeah, they should be reaching out within the next several days or maybe about a week or so. So just make sure you're looking out for that, all right?
Okay.
Shakara, before you go, I'm also going to send you a text message. It's going to come from a 949 number, which is my personal office number. So that way you have my contact information and you can reach out to me with any questions or concerns anytime, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I just sent you a text message.
That's you right here. What's your name? Mr.
Yes.
Ethan.
Mr. Yes, I'm Ethan.
Okay.
I'll also send you an email. It'll also have my company and my contact information as well, okay?
Okay.
But yeah, did you have any other questions or any concerns?
No.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, that's, again, all I need from you today, and I do wish you all the best, Shakara.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Have a great
Happy holidays.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm glad I got up. Okay. I didn't want to say happy birthday. Why?